Now, it's 60 years today that two climbers, the New Zealander Edmund Hillary and his Nepalese colleague Tenzing Norgay, made it to the top of Mount Everest, the first time that man had conquered the world's highest peak. Well, that achievement was marked in many ways, from commemorative stamps to a knighthood for Edmund Hillary, to a BBC programme in which Asian visitors to London were invited to pose questions directly to the conquerors, including the man who came to be Sir Edmund. Well, these days we might call it Everest Have Your Say. Then it was London Calling Asia, and on this anniversary we thought you might like to have a listen.
I'm Annie Chang, a Chinese from Malaya. Did the expedition hope to make practical discoveries, or was it sheer craziness?
Well, I think perhaps the answer to that is probably it was sheer craziness. I think all of us really climb mountains for fun, strange as that may seem, and I think we can say that our sole reason really for climbing the mountain was for pure enjoyment.
Amon Lab from India. What were your feelings after reaching the top of Mount Everest?
Well, I was naturally very pleased to get there, mainly because we had some difficulty in finding the top. And secondly, I was distinctly interested in getting down again.
I'm Mrs. Taylor from Singapore. How did your usual mode of life seem to you when viewed from such a height?
I think we'd been so long on the approach march and on the mountain that we'd more or less identified ourselves more with the expedition than ordinary home life. However, I think that there were occasions on the climb that we thought of home and mum with some affection.
I'm Roma Isa from Delhi, and I want to ask Mr. Hillary a rather strange question. That is, he's so young and he's sort of attained his dream. Isn't there a slight feeling of disappointment that now there's no higher peak for you to conquer?
Well, I must admit at times I feel rather ancient, but apart from that fact, I think to the mountaineer, even though Everest is the highest mountain, it is by no means the only mountain. And it's the fun of climbing a mountain that is really the thing that causes mountaineers to do it. And though we feel great satisfaction in having climbed Everest, there's so many other wonderful mountains to climb that I'm sure we'll just go on and on until we either get married or...
The mirth of the mountaineer Edmund Hillary there, answering questions from BBC listeners. And you can hear more archive interviews with the members of the 1953 Everest expedition in today's edition of Witness here on the BBC World Service.